put all excuses aside and remember this. You are capable. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, our friend Mike from Way of Kung Fu shares some great thoughts with us on how to build confidence. Enjoy.
I want to switch careers, but it's not the right time. I want to start a new business, but I have a family to support. Anytime we wish to reach another level in life and there's a but, that's self-doubt talking. It often shows up as this pervasive inner voice that holds us back and gets us to play small. It can hold us back from seizing opportunities, or it can make it hard for us to start things or even finish things that we've already started. In this video, I want to share some tips to help you overcome self-doubt so that you can continue taking action on realizing your greatest potential. Self-doubt is from a lack of confidence in not succeeding, a worry of being judged or not being good enough. As a result, we are left in a contracted, fear-based state. We have this destructive inner critic that says, what if I mess up? What if I make a fool of myself? What will people say? I'm not smart enough, capable enough, or experienced enough. This voice is totally normal. It's our subconscious mind trying to protect us by telling ourselves that maybe we're safer just staying where we are. At times, we're not able to stop these thoughts. Our mind keeps going back to things in our past that we've tried and failed. This wreaks havoc on our self-confidence. And without confidence, we stop ourselves from moving forward. We start playing small, and we end up not growing or making progress towards the vision we have for ourselves. Self-doubt only shows up after we've actually committed to something, because without a commitment, whether conscious or not, there would be no fear. There would be no reason for us to hold ourselves back, because there's nothing to hold ourselves back from. And so for us to overcome self-doubt and build confidence, we must ironically be totally committed to whatever outcome or vision we have for ourselves in life. Our capacity for commitment is actually what gives us the capacity to develop true self-confidence. Confidence comes from our capacity to trust ourselves completely and know that we will be able to push forward no matter what. And this takes courage. Courage to take that next baby step whenever self-doubt creeps into our minds. Because doubt dissolves in action. And action is what creates results. And results is what feeds confidence. So how do we take that next baby step? It's by embracing the doubt. It's by embracing the very fear-based thoughts that are destroying our confidence and holding us back from taking action. You see, whenever we're coming from a fear mindset, we're coming from a place of lack or scarcity. We're going to unconsciously look for things outside of ourselves to fill us up, or look for some external circumstance to happen in order to give us permission to move forward. It could be anything, a relationship, a job, a degree, food, alcohol, sex. But whenever we're living from this unconscious lack, nothing external to us can truly fulfill us. We might sometimes be temporarily satisfied when we get what we think we want, but it's not something that sustains us in the long term. There's this feeling of never enough. And these feelings of not enough can paralyze us when we try to push them away. Because when we push them away, we only make them appear more real to us. It only ends up making them stronger. And so for us to really take our power back, we need to be willing to move away from this perception of lack and constantly trying to look for things outside of ourselves to fill us up and embrace all parts of ourselves, especially this sense of not good enough. When we are able to bring loving presence and attention to these parts of ourselves that we wish to hide from others, that we're judging as good or bad, we are actually accessing the gateway to recognizing our inherent wholeness. And so when we are courageous enough to allow for this feeling of a not enough, we experience what's underneath, which is our authentic imperfect selves. So the next time you're experiencing self-doubt and feeling not enough, sit with the paralyzing fear that comes up. Try to open yourself up and really breathe into the sensation of feeling not enough. Just let it be there without trying to control it or push it away. Embrace it with love and attention like you would hug a crying child that just wants to be acknowledged and heard. And just like with children, it doesn't take long before our mind is onto the next thing, when we truly accept where we are now. Our thoughts are not who we are. You are too big for any concept the mind could put on you. Researchers say we have approximately 50 to 80,000 thoughts a day. We don't need to cherry pick and focus on the fear-based ones that are saying we're not good enough, that we've failed in the past, that we don't have what it takes to create the future we want for ourselves. If anything, from this place of unconditional love and presence, we will naturally resonate with the love-based thoughts that empower and inspire us. But there's no need to force anything. Just allow all thoughts to come and go. This is the space from which we are able to claim our power. This is the place of true confidence.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.